Now, notice again, he says, tell ye your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation. Now he says, you can pass this on down. You tell your children about this plague, and then have them tell their children, because there's not going to be a plague of locusts like this. Does that remind you of anything? When the Lord Jesus Christ, in the Olivet Discourse, in the 24th of Matthew, when he identified this period that he himself called the Great Tribulation Period, this is one of the things that he said about it. He said that there'd been nothing like it before, and there was going to be nothing like it afterward. Now, my friend, that more or less puts a parenthesis around it in time and slips it into the slot of history as being unique. There's nobody during the Great Tribulation that'll be able to say, this reminds me of when I was a young fellow. We had a time of trouble. Now, we've never had a period like that yet. That's the reason we're not in the Great Tribulation today. We have never been in it yet, because any particular period that you could put your finger down on, you could put your finger down on another period that would match it. And the Lord Jesus made it very clear. He says in verse 21 of chapter 24 of Matthew, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And when people get in the Great Tribulation, there'll be none of this questioning that you hear today. Do you think that we went through the Great Tribulation during World War II? Or do you think that the Great Depression was the Great Tribulation? Or you think today that all this turmoil is the Great Tribulation? And the answer is very easy to come by. All you have to do is to turn to the words of the Lord Jesus. He says there's nothing like it in the past. Well, we've had times like this in the past, and they can all be duplicated. And I have a notion that what we're in today is going to get worse, not better, so that it couldn't be said that there's going to be nothing like it in the future. Now, that's exactly what Joel is saying concerning a locust plague. Then he will, in a very dramatic way then, say, look, this locust plague is unique, nothing like it. But you can be sure of one thing, there's coming a day when there'll be another period with a different label, the day of the Lord, he calls it. Our Lord pulled it out from the millennium, and he said it's the Great Tribulation period. And that's the way the great day of the Lord opened. I wish today that these folk that try to want to dismiss the fact that the church is going to leave before the Great Tribulation, and that the Great Tribulation is going to be a frightful time on this earth, horrible beyond description, that's coming on the earth. And then Christ comes and establishes his kingdom. These people that deny it, I wish they would study the total Word of God. Just don't lift out a few verses. A man wrote me the other day, and he had four or five nice little cliche verses that are used by a certain interpretation of Scripture. I'm not impressed. Take the total Word of God. Go through the Word of God. Now, this plague stands alone as being different than any other plague that took place. Now, the plague of locusts in the land of Egypt was actually a miraculous plague, I believe. God's judgments there. This is what men would call today just that which is natural. That is, it just took place. Actually, I do not consider it even here a judgment of God upon the people, although it was used as that. And I believe that it being unique was, in that sense, a judgment from God. Now he's going to speak of this locust plague. And there are several things that we need to recognize about the locusts. We don't know too much about them here. I know as a boy, I always enjoyed in a summer evening lying on my bed before an open window and listening to the locusts in the trees. But they never were a plague, and they probably were not the same kind of a locust that you have in Bible times or you have over there today. Now, I have before me an article that appeared in the National Geographic several years ago. And it tells about a plague of locusts in Africa. And they show pictures of the locusts and what happened a field before and a field afterward. And they absolutely had a scorched earth policy. It was just as if a fire had burned over the field and destroyed everything. And speaking of this one, they have by a picture this explanation. Battle is lost, but the loser fights on. Nasiraja Jemi, an Ethiopian farmer, swats at locusts devouring his millet crop. Only a few kernels remain on the seed stalks. Stalks and leaves go next. In 1958, Ethiopia alone lost 167,000 tons of grain, enough to feed more than a million of her people for a year, and all by a locust plague. He's going now to describe this locust plague for us. And there's some things about a locust plague that I think we need to keep in mind. And the Word of God has something to say about the locusts. I'm not going to turn. There are many passages on it. But Proverbs 30, 27 has this very interesting piece of information. The locusts have no king, yet go they forth, all of them, by bands. Now, they march as an army, and they're divided into different bands as they go along. Now, that's going to explain something to us now when we come to verse 4.